Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Does your life need a makeover? Then you'll want to meet Kelsey Jackson from Los Angeles, California. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. So welcome to the show today, Kelsey. I'm so excited to have you here. I've heard some amazing things about how motivational and inspirational you are to other people. So can you tell us, is there a quote that you would like to start the show with today?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on the show as well. I'm really honored. I would say one of my favorite quotes that I use to motivate me is, the best project you'll ever work on is you.
The best project you'll ever work on is you. And that is so appropriate because tell everybody what it is that your passion is all about.
Yes, definitely. So my passion is about bettering yourself. And, you know, overall it started in fitness, just making sure that you can become the best version of you, making sure you're healthy, you're fit, you're feeling good about yourself. It's more important to see how you feel in the mirror rather than a number on the scale and how you feel about yourself and overall just learning to love yourself.
So where did this passion begin for you? Because I know right now you're very into bodybuilding, correct?
Yes. I just competed in my last show.
I've seen some pictures of you and wow, Barbell Barbie is appropriate nickname for you because, I mean, you look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. When I was living in New York, I just was working in the fashion industry and I was starting to be really unhappy. I was getting out of a bad relationship, working at a job I just didn't like or enjoy. Didn't do anything for me. It didn't inspire me anymore. So I started working out. I took on Soul Cycle, which is an amazing cycling class. I definitely recommend. And I actually, you know, just started to work on bettering myself for me and not for anyone else. And I ended up losing 30 pounds in 2 months. And then I just became to love myself for who I was. And then it started to inspire other people. And it really got me motivated to make it a lifestyle change and to be able to help other people, which is why I wanted to move out to Los Angeles to become a part of the fitness industry.
So I know you have a job that is not fitness. Your day job is not fitness. So how are you a part of the fitness industry outside of that?
Correct. So yes, right now I'm working as a recruiter for the staffing industry. So I do have a full-time, you know, sometimes 60-hour work week that I am doing along with my training and my fitness background. So what I do, I mean, I have a fitness business on my own where I have clients. I help them with meal plans, nutrition, workouts, and I hold them accountable daily to being motivational for them, helping them with their meals, making sure they're sending me photos of all of their food so that way I can help them along their diet and make them feel better for their goals as well.
I think that is so important and so helpful because, you know, lots of times people think that they're eating in a healthy way, not realizing that, you know, maybe even the salt intake, or I know a lot of times, let's say a can of soda, people have no idea how many carbs are in a regular can of soda.
Definitely. And the sugars that go into it. And it's just, you know, I've learned so much being out here in 2 years. I used to do Herbalife and just take, you know, learning about nutrition. And I really love that I get to help other people learn too, because like you said, some people think, oh, I can just eat this and, you know, it's healthy, but it may not be the best option for them.
Now, before you made that leap out to California, did you have any hesitations or any doubts that you had to battle?
It was hard. A lot of my friends and my family, I mean, of course, they were happy for me and they were like, you know, go follow your dreams. We support you. But it was really hard leaving everything behind. You know, I had a great job in New York. I didn't save too much to move out here and been on my own since my parents are great. They've done everything for me, but I've been on my own with my bills since I was 18. So I was ready to make the jump and it was scary. You know, I've gone through so much. I was going through a breakup during the move, having to worry about money, finding a job out here. there's definitely some challenges to overcome. And even within the past 2 years with working a corporate job during my prep for my show, I went through so much.
You know, we have something pretty in common. I actually moved to California from New Jersey 8 days after I graduated high school.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, by myself.
I love it.
I had a boyfriend who was in the Navy, and I knew he would be there for the first 2 months that I was there. And then I knew that after that, he was going to be out to sea for 6 months.
And wow.
Yeah, we'll be married 28 years in November.
Oh, congratulations. Yep. That's an awesome end to the story.
Yeah, it worked out great. But I mean, I do understand what it's like to just pick up and follow your heart and go do something. And I've kind of been doing that ever since, you know, just following my instinct and following my heart. And I think you are that type person too, because, you know, you're a younger person and you've been on your own since you were 18. I mean, you just show that you're very independent just from all of the actions that you're doing. And just all the, I think also the consciousness that you're raising in other people to make them aware of things that you're passionate about.
Thank you. Definitely. And, you know, it's also about, you're going to have to learn, something I've learned about myself is that you'll have a lot of alone time when you take on something like that, to be able to find a new job, make new friends. You have to learn to like be able to be alone and really love yourself for who you are so that you can be accepting. And, you know, it really attracts other people to that kind of person as well. Just like, you know, everything that you're going through, just to know like your passion behind it is stronger than anything. And you can make it. It was just the right decision.
Well, and I think that alone time that you're talking about really probably aided you in your process, because it probably helped you just mentally be one with yourself. Also just
Definitely.
To kind of be still and listen to what the universe is telling you, and what your inner thinkings are coming out to say, you know, your inner beliefs, what they're coming out
definitely
and directing you, and just focusing on yourself for a while. I think that's very beneficial for people, and we don't do it enough.
Exactly. Because, you know, I was I would say before I moved, I was in a relationship for about 4 years. I kind of lost myself in that and lost myself in the fashion industry. And it wasn't until I got into fitness that I really was able to do something for me that I loved and it benefited me. And then being able to help other people, that's always what I wanted. I just want to be able to show others what's possible for them.
Yeah, and I think
that's what keeps me going.
I think you're saying a lot of things that a lot of people can relate to, and they can identify with. Maybe they have lost themselves a little bit, or maybe they just need to set aside some more time for them to take part in things that they enjoy again.
Definitely.
So in this journey, going out to California and everything that you've done, what kind of challenges did you face there?
Being out here, I think I was having a lot of trouble finding a full-time job. It actually took me about a year to find something full-time and stable. I was working 3 part-time jobs for about 6 months, my first 6 months out here, just trying to pay the bills, pay rent, you know, live, eat. and it teaches you a lot, you know, really about your goals and your dreams, and just to make it and just make sure that you're doing everything you can to make it work. And I knew that I didn't want to go back home. I knew that. So I knew I would do whatever it took to stay out here and make it work.
So now at this time, what was going on with your body and your fitness?
Yeah. So about a year ago, I decided to start my prep for my first NPC competition for bikini. So, you know, when I first moved out here, I was helping people get fit, and I was already living a healthy, active lifestyle, eating every 3 hours, eating really healthy, working out, you know, sometimes twice a day, 5 times a week. So I figured, well, I used to be a competitive cheerleader for 10 years, and I figured, why not, you know, I want to get into fitness modeling, why not start doing some shows? And I met with my coach, and we've been prepping ever since. I competed in my first show December of 2014. I placed 5th.
Nice.
And then my last show was in July, the previous July. I placed 3rd, and I'm a nationally qualified bikini competitor now.
Awesome.
Yes. So I'm on my way to nationals.
And when are nationals?
They're in Miami in November, so about 3 to 4 months from now.
Okay, well, something else that we're doing with this show is we have a group, and it's on Facebook, and it's called Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. So we connect guests and listeners, so we'll definitely get you a part of that, and everybody can keep track of your progress there.
That would be great, definitely. Yes, I'm going to be blogging about something I want to do for my followers, through Instagram, and I'm also starting my website soon, is basically, kind of blog the whole journey so I can show people, what I'm going through and how I'm eating and what I'm eating and what workouts I'm doing. And, I love making inspirational videos. If I'm going through something, I want to be able to share my vulnerability so I can show people, it's okay if you're going through something, just stay positive and keep going for what you're working for, and everything's going to be great if you just keep going.
Right. And we will share all of your contact information so everybody can see where to get in touch with you and check on your progress that way too.
So that would be awesome.
At which point would you say that you felt this moment makes me feel like I'm in the right direction?
Right, definitely. I mean, I would have to say my last show prep, I went through so much, I was going through family issues, money problems, losing friends. I started a very high pressure demanding job. And it was, when I got off stage in July of my last show, I finally felt like, it didn't matter what placement I got, or it didn't matter the trophy. It was the fact that I did it. And I literally put my heart and soul into it. I gave 120%. And just to know that when you show up for yourself and you are disciplined, you'll get rewarded. You'll be rewarded for the work that you put in. So that was when I knew this was for me, and really just giving that 110%, 120%, it's all worth it.
I talked about that actually in the last Friday's show. So on Fridays I do a reflection show, and I just talked about that and how I feel that same way, that when you've given everything that you have, it's typically in my life been enough. And I give a couple examples, but really I probably have at least three more of how, when I have really truly given it all I have, I am successful. So what do you think that you've learned about yourself in this process?
So I would say it's definitely made me a fighter. I've been able to go after something and really just take it all. I got the job that I wanted. I came out here, I wanted a full-time job, and I landed that. I was able to become a nationally qualified bikini competitor in just a short amount of time, and only a year of prepping. And just kind of really, when you go after something, it's give it your all or nothing. That's what my mindset. So it's just really made me a fighter, and I feel so much stronger through all that I've gotten through. And that's what I want to be able to pass on to others, just knowing that you're strong no matter what you think. And it's all about your mind, just mentally, spiritually, emotionally, just growing as a woman. I just feel so much growth throughout this process.
Yeah. And that's another thing we talk a lot about here, is we talk about how everything is your thoughts, and you keep saying mindset, and it is your mindset. Mm-hmm. And I see you as a fighter as well, because, here you made it over getting out of the city, which, New York City, you're getting paid pretty good money to work there in the fashion industry, which a lot of people would probably think, wow, I would like to do that. But you overcame that. You overcame your 4-year relationship, which I know is very hard to battle back from. You moved across country by yourself. You finally found a job that sounds pretty substantial. If it's got some stress going, it's probably pretty rewarding at times as well. Mm-hmm. And then this big accomplishment with your fitness and your bodybuilding. So I think that shows that you are a fighter and you are independent, and that it's mindset over everything else.
Definitely. Thank you. And I'm getting emotional with you, just saying all of that. I'm like, wow, it really is awesome to sit back. I try to stay humble and be a humble person, but it's amazing to sit back and think, wow, I did all of that within 2 years. And it just feels so good to be able to say that I've accomplished so much for myself, and to be able to inspire others. That's like all I want. And it just feels really good to be independent. And that's what I want, with my friends or with people, is that you have to have your own life. You have to do what's good for you, and, obviously respect everyone and help people as well.
And do you think you've received advice along the way that's helped you out?
Oh, definitely. I've had mentors, even from my coach as well. Just pushing me to be better every day. They don't always necessarily tell me what I want to hear. They're like, you want to make sure, obviously we'd all want to just be able to work out all day and be able to do photo shoots. But, you know, you also have to be a businesswoman and make sure you're making your money for your future family or your, you know, your lifestyle. So definitely just being able to keep a well-rounded persona and just build yourself as a personal brand, really, and just being respected overall.
Okay, so I am sure that we have people who are out there thinking, wow, you know, I've always thought about getting into bodybuilding. So are there any types of books that you could recommend?
As far as books for bodybuilding, I don't have any books, but for about, you know, changing your lifestyle, I have this book that I read, and it just really impacted me in a great way about owning your own story and loving yourself.
Okay.
And it's called The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown.
Okay. I've heard of that.
Definitely. I loved it. It was just, you know, being able to learn more about yourself, just kind of own up to any responsibilities that you're afraid to admit, and, you know, moving past it, knowing that you're only growing through the process, you're learning more and more as you go through your life.
Now, something that works really well for me, because I am a big fan of multitasking, and I love reading and I love learning and I love listening to podcasts. So lots of times I'll put my headphones on or my Bluetooth headphones. And when I'm doing those types of things like exercising or housework or cooking, I'll go to audible.com and listen to a book.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people do that in the gym. They listen to books, they listen to podcasts. Do you see that a lot or no?
Definitely. I mean, I have a really good motivational speaker that I listen to all the time. I do personal development every morning for, you know, when I get to work, I'll just put on YouTube and, you know, or a podcast, and I'll listen to someone speaking for about 30 minutes, just kind of start my day, clear my head of any stress that I've had from the day before. And someone I really enjoy listening to is Eric Thomas.
Okay.
He's great. He's, you know, he speaks to a lot of athletes, a lot of high school kids. He's gone through a lot, and he's really helped me just get that extra motivational push when I need it.
Now, does he have a podcast?
On YouTube. He has a YouTube channel.
Okay, gotcha. That's a great internet resource then.
Definitely.
That we can direct people to, and I'll make sure that we include that in our show notes.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, so this part of the show is really quick round. Most important, though, because I believe that there are three steps to motivation. And the first thing is just simply envisioning it for yourself. The second is to explore it. And the third is to execute a plan. So if I was to ask you for somebody to make a lifestyle change similar to yours, how can they envision this for themselves?
I'd say they would definitely want to set a goal, whether it be they want to get better for their birthday party or a wedding or a photo shoot, just to set that goal and keep it in mind and take it step by step every day by creating a plan that works for them and their lifestyle.
Okay. So number one, set a goal. And you know what I do?
Yeah.
And as soon as you said set a goal for a wedding or a party or something, I envision that. I envision a dress. So I'm envisioning that for myself. So second step would be to explore it. Where do you think they should go to explore?
I say whatever makes them happy, and just keep doing that. You know, it started out for me doing SoulCycle, and I was able to really get back into fitness. It's hard for people to just go to the gym and start working out. So whether it's a cycling class or yoga, find what works for them and then do more of that.
I think that's really great advice, exploring what you feel comfortable doing, because I think a lot of times, and I am not the expert, I think a lot of times, though, people get into exercise regimens or plans that aren't specific to them because everybody else is doing it, but then it's not something they can stick to.
Exactly. I'm not a runner.
Right.
I'm running.
Right. If you were to suggest how to execute, you would say?
I would say set the date. So actually have a date in mind. It kind of coincides with the, you know, the vision. Set a date in mind. Set a plan, and I would say start it on a Monday, just fresh week, you know, start over. And it always helped me to have a date set, whether it be a show date or if I was going home for the holidays, just making sure I had something in mind so I could say, okay, I have this many weeks to do it, or, you know, and keep yourself on track.
Right. And at that point, you're breaking it down into smaller chunks that are more achievable.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if life is a process, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Let's say in 5 years from now, I will be a pro athlete. And I say I will, not if or, you know, but it's, I will. So I'll be a pro athlete with an Olympia title win. And then I'll also, that way, you know, be able to inspire women to become their best selves. I want to have seminars on nutrition, run group workouts, also be able to talk with, you know, younger girls going through some hard times. Maybe it be with family, with drugs, relationships, friendships, fitness, overall, you know, your well-being. I want to be able to have positive self-talks with the younger audience to just kind of let them know that everything's going to be okay and just as a word of advice for them.
That sounds like a great future. I mean, really exciting and meaningful. What, when you say athlete, explain what that means to everybody.
To become a pro athlete in the NPC with bodybuilding as a bikini competitor.
Okay, very cool. Because I don't know if most people realize that bodybuilding bikini competitors are considered athletes.
Right. And it's actually a sport, you know, because of all the training that goes into it. You're training 5 to 6 times a week, maybe twice a day. You're really preparing for a sport, you know, for a competition. So my next competition that I will be competing at, I'll be competing for my pro card.
Okay, very neat. That's really interesting to learn.
Right. Definitely.
What closing advice would you like to leave listeners with?
I would say to just get rid of anything in your life that doesn't serve you, whether it be a bad job, a bad relationship, you know, maybe you're not living the life you want to be. You know, you're never too young, too old to start where you want to be. If you're not happy with your job, quit. If you're not happy in your relationship, leave. Things are always far better off in the future than what we leave behind. So
that's very powerful advice. Mm-hmm. Okay, why don't you give everybody your contact information?
Great. Okay, so you guys can follow me on Instagram. It's at Barbell Barbie, BarbellBarbie. And also my Facebook is Kelsey Lauren. And then soon I will be having my website. It's in the works, and I will post that on there as well.
Awesome. That is so exciting. Kelsey, it's been such a pleasure meeting you today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on your show. I hope that I was able to be a motivator and inspiration for many people, and I really appreciate you having me. I'm honored.
I'm sure that you reached many people today.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, there is more than meets the eye to be motivated by in Kelsey Jackson's interview. She left a relationship she wasn't happy in. She changed careers. She moved across the country. She focused on fitness. She transformed her life. Take some time to look at where you're at. Which of these areas need a lift? Yes, pun intended. Is the change you need a simple one or a drastic one? Let's talk about it on our community Facebook page, Motivate Me, Ultimate Support System. Remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.